welcome to Two Queens and Crystal Things, the podcast where we are also manifest your life,
yes,
shift your mind, and raise the consciousness type of shit. I am Nia.
And I am Christy, and you can consider us your spiritual girlfriends.
Hey!
I feel like it's been some time, but no, it hasn't really been some time. It's just been a week. But you all, the last episode, we talked about spiritual wealth. I really hope that you all enjoy this episode. But just again, just as a recap, spiritual wealth is the richness and abundance of your inner life. Mm-hmm. And again, it will look different for everyone. And so spiritual wealth, it focuses on the non-material aspects of life that contribute to the overall well-being and fulfillment. And so I was thinking... since it appears that you all really like this, that we would do like a two series.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Mia.
Today, we are talking about spiritual health. So our spirit cannot be just defined as part of the body or as part of the mind, though our body, mind, and spirit all have an effect on one another.
Yep.
What we can do is when we improve our spiritual life, just like when we talked about with our spiritual wealth,
mm-hmm.
we contribute to our overall well-being as a human.
Mm-hmm.
So in spiritual health, when we are working on our spiritual health, we contribute greatly to our healing process.
Yes, ma'am.
So when we're talking about spiritual wealth, we're talking about what we're manifesting in our life.
Mm-hmm.
So this is when we're spiritual health, we're talking about your healing through your journey that gets you to the place where you can really focus on your spiritual wealth. So spirituality, now let's be clear, we're not saying spirituality can cure you, or you know, it may not be able to cure you in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
However, again, we always talk about this, you guys. We're just, as we learn, we share. As we understand and grow, we want to water other seeds as well. So what we're talking about here is spirituality and working on your spiritual health. It may not be the panacea, that medicine, mm-hmm. that one thing you need, but what it can do is to help you cope with the pain and difficulty that come with going through this journey, with
yeah.
healing yourself, with working on those self-limiting beliefs, with working on those, you know, those worthy wounds,
mm-hmm.
working on, you know, learning to love yourself and see the beauty and perfection in who you are. So that's what we're talking about with spiritual health.
Tell them. Who uses panacea? Mia, you're so fancy. The panacea. But similar to spiritual wealth, there is no, like I was saying, there's no right or wrong way to achieve spiritual health. And honestly, ways that you can and look to improve your spiritual health, it can be, and we talk about these
yes.
all the time,
yes.
being in nature. There is just something about being out in the elements, being able to ground yourself. It allows you to just feel connected and at peace when you're walking outdoor or when you're just away from the city. There's something so healing about that.
I call, you, Christy knows, like I have my little walk routine. And so when I am, especially when I haven't been in the gym in a while, my workouts is my walking. But the walking, just being outside and being in nature, you got, whew, it is, it's almost, especially if, you know, a lot of us work from home.
Mm-hmm.
So stepping outside and literally just breathing in the air, especially in like here in the Northern Hemisphere and we're in Chicago, we've actually been getting spring weather. Like usually, you know, it's been really nice in February, and you know, now we're almost basically mid-March.
Yes, no complaints.
And it has been, we're getting everything from like 70 to you know, 40.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really nice to get outside and walk. For me, it's almost like you, it's like breathing oxygen and you haven't breathed it in a long time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's so grounding. And I am a big fan of walking meditations.
I was just going to say that too. You do the walking meditation.
Yes. So some of us, you know, it takes a moment for us to quiet ourselves enough to listen to ourselves in meditation, especially at home. If you have work to do, if, you know, there's always something to do in your home.
Mm-hmm.
If that is a distraction for you, I highly suggest going outside in nature and have a walking meditation. It's a great place for me.
Yeah. Can you explain quickly what you do during a walking meditation?
So what I do is, first of all, I'll do my little workout and I'll walk someplace to the place where I want to get, where I feel comfortable doing the walking meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it is like this nature preserve wooded area type thing where I'm walking in. And it's like as soon as I hit that area where I know, okay, it's time for us to talk. I mean, you know, me and myself and kind of think some things through. I set an intention at the beginning of the walk. I was just like, I'll tell myself, like, okay, I'm listening. Or if I'm trying to work something, I was like, okay, we need to work this through. And so, or if I am in a place where I'm completely open and it's just like, whatever I need to see, let me see it. Whatever, you know, is best for me to hear, allow me to hear it. Speak. Basically, it sounds like I tell myself, speak to me. Mm. So as I'm walking through, like, I can see it's everything. I know everything that's presented in front of me, I am meant to see because I set that intention. So, like, sometimes, you know how they have, like, tags on trees? Like, a number will pop out to me. Or I'll see, you know, two birds, and it'll seem like they're following me. Like, I see you two little yellow birds, you know. So there's all these different things. Or especially now, you guys, as I'm walking around, seeing the buds on the trees. Oh, my goodness.
That is my favorite.
And the little bluebell flowers are starting to come up. Oh man, I gotta show you this picture. I had a picture and I saw a bee on this white flower. Like, so those early spring things, it feels like a new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just that. It's just taking in the new beginning because it's reflective of the new beginning that you're experiencing. I love the walking meditations.
Thank you for showing that. Something else that you can do to improve your spiritual health, and we talked about this with spiritual wealth. I mean, it's very interesting how a lot of these are connected, but helping other people, you know, I think that feeling of, or that sense of feeling connected and feeling like you are all a part, like we are all a part of the same unit, that sense of connectedness you can get by helping and serving others. And so you can do some volunteer work, of course, do something nice always. And, you know, maybe even see if there's a friend that you can help. Just do something in service. That's all.
And sometimes, you guys, it can be as simple as being a safe space for someone else to talk through something. Sometimes, you know, we just need a person or a body in front of us just to hear ourselves say something aloud. So even in service to others can just be something as simple as that.
Yeah.
Checking up on a friend. It doesn't necessarily have to be with a particular organization is my point.
Mm-hmm. No, I like that. And then also gratitude. And I know we've talked about this several times. Mm-hmm. Have you ever, I'm just going to ask you and pretend like I don't know. But have you ever awakened in the morning and you just have this overflowing of gratitude and you are so thankful for just life and for the sun that's peeking through, like you just have this sense of gratitude? That is something that contributes to your spiritual health. It's just a beautiful feeling.
I think gratitude, when you allow yourself to be in a state of gratitude, it is very difficult for you to be spiritually unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
The space of gratitude.
Like
that energy that you are in when you are grateful for whatever it may be in your life, you can't be upset at the same time. Like, try to be grateful and upset, or try to be grateful and feel limited. It's very Like, you gotta really do a mind trick on yourself. You know, I'm like, I've never been able to do. I can't. Mm-hmm. Like in other spaces, sometimes you can have. There can be other things that are in that space, and mm-hmm. you know, in that energy as well. With the energy of gratitude, it's very difficult, and I've never been able to. Gratitude begets like a thankfulness, in which begets more hope, which begets mm-hmm. more faith, which begets more trust in your journey. Like it's only grows and gets better right. from there. It's hard to go from gratitude to you know, mm-hmm. like
yeah.
it doesn't feel the same space.
No, you're right. Saying. And it's like someone told me this, and it's so true. You cannot shake your booty and not be in a good mood. You know, right. like dancing, you just can't.
You're right.
So I always tell my partner, the reason that. Why I shake my booty the way that I do is so it keeps me in a good mood. But anyway, it's the same. You just
movement
can't.
Movement is good.
Yes. Religion is another for spiritual health. You know, some people will find meaning through a ritual or a practice of religion. Again, whatever works for you.
Well, I think, you know, I think with the thing with religion, I look at religion now as different languages to mm-hmm. that are all saying the same thing.
Right.
So whatever language or curriculum feels good to you on in your journey to back to your God self, I say follow it. Like, and I mean, whatever, if this is one of those things where you, my view has expanded. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It is expanded. But I think there was a time where I thought religion was restricting to the journey.
Mm-hmm.
But then I have to remember that it's only restricting to the journey if the person who is in it believes that it is restricting. So whatever language
point.
Or curriculum, which I'm calling different religions, mm-hmm. you know, Kabbalah, Judaism, Christianity, etc., Catholicism, there's Taoism. I mean, there's so many different ways to start that journey. Whatever feels good to you, there's a sense of connection there that you feel, whatever feels like I am working towards my God self.
Mm-hmm.
That will make you feel spiritually healthy.
Yeah. And I think for some people too, I think religion allows people to feel connected to something that's greater than them. And, you know, for some people, I feel like religion is like like you were saying, a pathway. But I like how you use the analogy of a different language or a curriculum.
It's like a curriculum. So whatever, you know.
But it's all teaching the same.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
Yeah. Ultimately, it's what you want to hear and what you need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But so basically whatever helps to bring hope and or, you know, helps you to have faith in what it is that can keep you happy or keep you on your path or keep you developing or evolving, go with that. That is what we're talking about, being spiritually healthy. Mm-hmm. Human beings, you know, all of us are connected. So when you're choosing whatever ways it is that helps you to be. So if basically, you know, you heard that saying, hurt people.
Mm, yes.
And so, oh my God, who said this? Healed people. So the more healthy you are, as we are connected, you beget another healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And that person begets another healthy. And so we just, it grows. Like when my cup overflows, that means I can water someone else. And then their cup overflows, that means that they can water another. And
exactly.
So it's just this continuation. So being spiritually healthy for yourself truly is a way of being of service to the collective, you guys. I
love that.
It's true.
And no, it really is. And I was, yeah, it's the truth. You can't be of help to anyone if you're not helping yourself first. Like on the airplane, you know, the mask comes down.
Yep,
and I feel like
exactly.
we talked about this
yeah.
so many times. But yeah.
So when we look at, because sometimes people will look at like, well, how am I I want to be of service. I want to help the collective move and grow and, you know, be. And then I think that's
admirable. Stay in your own lane. I think it's extremely admirable.
But also to remember that sometimes your service to the collective may be because you are spiritually healthy and because you are in a place where you understand that you are the master creator of your life. Being in that energy just brings more energy to it. It's like now you become the crystal. Mm-hmm. You are the one who has the energy that vibrates to a space that helps bring other up to or, you know, on that vibration. Mm-hmm. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, I love that. It's a butterfly effect, an energetic butterfly effect.
Exactly. So, Christy, what is spiritual health?
So I definitely think, and this is just a definition that I pulled, but I mm-hmm. think, you know, everyone's definition is going to be different, but it's spiritual health is defined as a dimension of human wellness that integrates all dimensions of health. And that includes physical, emotional, mental, and social.
Mm-hmm.
And spiritual health can create or absolutely creates meaning in life. It cultivates altruism and ethics, and is based on an individual's perceptions, basically convincing us of our ability to survive. And so some people have said that spiritual health is a kind of glue that brings all of the other pieces of health together. And so maybe something that makes spiritual health different from the other types of health is how it is grounded in clinical research. And so there are some questions that I have that maybe you can ask.
Wait, so hold on, let me ask a question. Well, let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about our body health. Like,
yes.
So one of the reasons that you want to stay healthy, I think that we would want to stay healthy, is because once you become unhealthy, and I'm talking about our physical bodies, like if you become sick, you know, or if you're having some problems with the way that your body's not doing what it normally does, what happens is that becomes your sole focus in life, is getting mm-hmm. healthy.
Yeah.
So if someone has, cancer, or if you're going through some type of body aches, you're not able to move and be mobile as you can, everything that you're focused on is getting back to a healthy place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you think, so if you relate that to your spiritual health, when you are spiritually unhealthy, you are not in a creator mode. You are in getting back to healthy mode. Mm-hmm. So that is the focus of your life. So if you are emotionally unhealthy, it's difficult for you to move forward because you are emotionally unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about health, it is such a priority in our life because it allows us to keep moving forward. If we're not healthy, that's all we're focused on.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm in a healthy place, my body, my spirit, my mind, we're just kind of moving along on this path, and I'm not thinking about how do I get better. I get to be in creation mode
and
just enjoy the life.
I see what you're saying, yeah. And I also feel like when you are healthy spiritually, you're starting from the inside, and then it comes out.
Think about it. When you get the flu, what else are you doing? every moment of that, if you are thinking about how do I get better. So you're pulling out all the tools that you mm-hmm. know. Okay, make sure that I have plenty of fresh juice. I have fluids. I'm this and blah, blah, blah. You're pulling out all the tools. These are the same things that we're talking about in these questions that Christy is going to share with you guys. Like these are the type of tools that you use to, like, how do I get back to health?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, so for those of you who might be struggling with spiritual health or aren't, you know, you're not even sure where to begin, you can ask yourself, what makes you feel most complete?
Mm-hmm.
And then ask yourself, when do I feel most connected to the rest of the world? And another question you can ask is, where do I find the most inner strength? And last question is, what am I doing when I feel whole?
And so if you think about that, when you answer these type of questions, that's like your guiding light on what you should do next.
Yeah.
And I love this because these questions are self-centered. You know, they are about, when you're asking these questions, mm-hmm. about me, this is about I, not what can I do that makes other people feel most comfortable? You know, what, you know, you know what I mean? It's like, it's about yourself. It's not like, what can I do where people feel like, you know, look at me as if I'm connected to the world. It's like, no, when do I truly feel connected? These are your guideposts, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
This is what will help drive you forward for yourself. When we talk about you truly have the ability to heal yourself, and I mean that even with disease,
mm-hmm.
but right now we're talking about our spiritual health. These are just simple ways to tap back into you.
Tap back into you. Yep. And then you had talked about connections. So there are four types of connections in spiritual health. That's the human connection with God, the connection with yourself, the connection with others, and then your connection with nature. Again, the nature component, it is so much of us. It's just such a large part of who we are.
And if I'm being honest, I think it's one of the things that if it's a journey that you're just beginning on, that is probably the most accessible connection, you know, to get to. If this is a new space for you, it's just like, you know, nature it's accessible to us. So it's, you know, that might be a good first step.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked a little bit about religion and like I said, I like to refer to it as either your the language or the curriculum that you are choosing to get to your God. So, I want us to, for a moment, just to be clear about the difference between spirituality and religion.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way that I look at it, and Christy, let me know what you think. Spirituality is the umbrella. It is our path to God. It is our path to our God self. It's the path to understanding who our psyche. You know, it's the spirituality. The different religions may be the spokes on that umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
It's all, you know, and the spokes on umbrella, you guys, it all goes towards the center, right? You might have a little thing at the top of your umbrella, or the dome umbrella. I love the dome umbrellas. So when you look at the different types of religion that are a part of the spiritual umbrella,
mm-hmm.
it all covers the same thing. They're all connected to the same thing. So
it's so interesting. I like that analogy. You know?
So spiritual, when we're talking about our spiritual health, we're talking about the umbrella. When you have this umbrella that's covering, you're sitting, it's almost like you're sitting on top of the umbrella and you get to go, oh, which one of these spokes am I most attracted to that I can walk down? But it's like that, the health, whatever road you travel to get to the top of that umbrella, to understand who you are, go there, but understand that we're talking about the umbrella that covers you.
Can I share my analogy?
Yes.
It's so interesting. So my analogy is spirituality is like the system,
mm-hmm.
and then religion are the programs, like the computer programs.
I like that.
You know, but it's like we're saying the same thing, so I understand. But
you know,
like the umbrella.
Some different analogies for you guys.
Whichever, like everyone envisions and sees things
differently,
but
I like
at the end of... we're both saying the same thing. Being spiritual health does not mean you have to be religious.
Right. It's just, again, it's a curriculum.
Mm-hmm. But religion does play a role. So, I mean, think about it. So to live with meaning and purpose, spiritual health, you know, to have defined ethics and moral and values, you don't need to be religious to have that,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but religion can actually impact how you perceive or you know, what the meaning and those purposes, you know, become in your life of those ethics and values. So it's interesting, you know, you don't have to have those things and be religious, but religion can actually impact those things.
Yes, absolutely.
Hope that made sense, you guys. I know I was rambling a little bit.
So I want to get into like just nurturing our spirit a little bit, and then how one way is to kind of check in on your spiritual health. Mm-hmm. But so, you know, it's like muscle memory, right? So just as we exercise to condition our bodies, a healthy spirit is nurtured by purposeful practice. I mean, it's just mm-hmm. like if you don't get the abs if you don't do the you know, if you don't
gotta do the work.
You gotta do the work. So, you know, you want this six pack on the body, and so think of being spiritually healthy as having, you know, like you are spiritually jacked, like you got the six pack, you know, you're toned. So being purposeful in your spiritual health the same way with you would with your body, I think is extremely important. And so just like with our body, our spirit is something that is always with us.
We carry always. With us.
Like yep. You can't, like, you, I was about to say, you can't detach your spirit from your body. And like, you know, I'm going to leave you home today. And that's not, you can't do that. Okay. So since it's always with you, do you see how important it is for you to, for it to be healthy? Because it sets the tone for you. It allows us to have experience of a sense of peace. And you know how I tell you guys all the time, peace for me at this point is baseline.
Yes.
That's zero. That's the access point. Like everything comes from there. Even when, as we well know, life can get challenging. Having a healthy spirit, it's not that you won't have those challenges, it's that you are stronger, again, because you have been diligent in your practice of your spirit. You are stronger to be able to handle those. Mm-hmm. So it's not that everything's going to go away. It's just, I'm in a different space now.
Yep.
You know? So, even in the face of difficulty, you guys, you know, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. That's what a spiritual helper gets you. You know that. It's like, it doesn't even matter that you can form all you want, but you will not prosper against me because I'm spiritually healthy. Mm-hmm. And that's a nice space to walk in.
Yeah, and we've said this before, but I think just as we have our physical hygiene routine, we take a shower, we do our laundry, we wash our sheets, we brush our teeth, you know, we wash our hair, we should have some routine spiritually that we can use as well. Like mm-hmm. these should be regular things for us. Taking care of our spiritual hygiene. So, okay. So here are some ways that you can check in on your spiritual health.
Mm-hmm.
So you give yourself some time alone. And it's always interesting when there are people who jump from one relationship to another without giving themselves the opportunity to just be by themselves, or who are always looking for the next thing to do. You want to make sure to have that time alone. Sit with yourself. See what comes through. What were you going to say?
You know, have you ever noticed that as people get older, as we mature, we enjoy so much more spending time alone. And I also think it's because as we get older, we understand that we are never truly alone. Mm. But being that alone time without another physical body, it's something to it.
It is.
It really is. So another way to check in on your spiritual health is, you know, do you pray or meditate? Do you reach out to a more evolved or higher power or voice, an entity, spirit guides, guide your higher self?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, it's best to lean only on your own understanding. And that means your spiritual understanding. So, that also means the God in you. How do you connect with that?
Mm-hmm.
Again, being purposeful about this.
And then thinking, are you one of those people that think about the meaning of life? I think about it all the time. Like, what's my purpose? What's our purpose? What is the purpose of us being here? Allow yourself the space to just think about it.
You know, I'm going to talk about...
And journal about it, too.
Ooh, that's a good one. Now, you know I'm a fan. You guys, so the transformation of each season, and I love this because we are literally in the middle of a season transformation, of a cycle change. I think what's so important, because we always talk about nature, and I think, you know, and guys, not to sound like, oh, we're tree huggers. The truth of the matter is, the thing about nature that is so beautiful and why we reference it so much and why we like to spend time in it is because it is truly reflective of who we are as human beings. Just like nature, we go through times of harvest and abundance and sleep and growth. And so if you can allow yourself to appreciate the transformation of each of these seasons and these cycles that we see within nature, it helps you to be able to see and appreciate the cycles and the seasons that you go through within your own life.
Yep. I like that. That's good. That's good. That's a good reminder. Do you pause to remind yourself that life isn't all about you? I mean, in some aspects, I'm like, yes, it is. But there's also more to our life, too. Like, we are also to serve and help other people and be a light that will help other people's light, you know.
Did you watch Dave Chappelle's special, is it called Dreamer?
Was it the more recent one?
Yes, the most recent one. Mm-hmm. So, at one point in his special, he said, and he was talking about, you know, living in your dream. And he said, sometimes in life, I realize that right now I'm in somebody else's dream, that I'm a part of their dream. Mm-hmm. And he was at the time, I believe he was making a statement about, I don't remember the young rapper's name. I don't, Lil Nas X, is that? You know,
yes.
Like, that's the person. Yep. Okay. Look, I'm like, I don't want to. So, okay. And so he said, you know, the way that the guy walked in and he had, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And he said, I knew at that moment that I'm in his dream. Because basically, in many ways, we don't understand how, even if it's not someone that we're close to, but just being in their energy, that we're playing a role in other people's dreams, just the way that they're playing a role in ours.
Right.
So that's why I said, I truly believe this. As long as you are living, your life is full of purpose. So, when we say it's not all about you, it's like you are living your dream and you are also a part of somebody else's dream as well. Mm-hmm. So, even if you are lost in your own purpose, know that you are also a part of somebody else's. To me, it feels good to be of service, especially when you feel confused about your own.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Something else you can do, put the phone down. And I know I need to do this more.
Put your phone down.
I need to do this more. But yeah, put the phone down and just be in the moment. Just be present.
You guys go to a lot of concerts, Chrissy. You know how you're at a concert and it blows my mind how many people I will see with their phone out and they're watching the concert through their phone and the shit is right in front of them.
I've done that.
Blows my mind. It's like, that's why I'm so bad at taking pictures and stuff, because I tell myself I'm here to enjoy this. And I'm like, dang, I didn't get any pictures because I'm so in the moment. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to be sitting up here at the concert and I'm watching it through my phone. Like, no, I'm here.
See, I try to find a balance, but I've gotten to that point because I used to be that person that's just all the time. But I think now I've gotten to the point where I might take a picture or two mm-hmm. and then I'll enjoy the rest. But I do like to go back and I like to reflect. That's mm-hmm. something that I absolutely like. Ooh, I remember when I was feeling this around that time.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you are so right. People do it all the time. Just look. When you're out, just people don't even communicate.
So, unfortunately, I do oftentimes. I know a lot of my friends and you guys are going to take pictures. So I can be like, oh, send me the pictures you had so I can remember. But I just get so caught up in it. Mm-hmm. And I get excited. And sometimes I'm like, damn, I wish I had my camera because I would want to remember like that one moment or something. But, yeah. And lastly, what are you doing that allows yourself to slow down? What are you deliberately and intentionally doing that allows you to literally slow down? And I think we can all use a little slowdown.
Yes, ma'am.
Because as we well know, when you don't, your body will find a way to do it. And this is how I think oftentimes when we don't allow ourselves to slow down and address any stress or anxiety that may be coming up, we allow it to build up. And then guess what we have now? Disease. And now you are unhealthy. And as I said, when mm-hmm. you become unhealthy, that becomes your sole focus in life. So you are completely not in a healthy place if your sole focus is figuring out how to get back healthy.
Yep.
So, yeah. Mm-mm. All right. So, Chrissy, what's your takeaway? I can make you put your phone down.
I know. My takeaway is to find something that will allow you to be consistent. You know, create a consistent practice that allows you to constantly monitor or be in tune with your spiritual health. Again, it should be a part of your spiritual hygiene. Just like you brush your teeth,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're washing yourself. I think that everyone should just take, even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, to just be present with themselves. Not always looking. I mean, just, yeah, take the time.
And honestly, you guys, keeping it a buck, I say go for the low-hanging fruit. Go for, when you're first starting out, especially go for the thing that allows you to get a win. Because mm-hmm. when you getting a win, seeing a difference in yourself, feeling like, man, I've made an adjustment, that allows you to do more things. When you pick something that is difficult or a far stretch from you from where you are today, you know, and it's not successful, it will make people stop having a practice
yep.
of being spiritually healthy. So what fits with you right now? And understand that we are always changing. We just talked about this. Embrace the cycles in life and growth in your life and the mm-hmm. evolution of your life. So pick something that fits with who you are right now, but stretches you just a little bit. It's just like, I just got to step over that line. And then guess what? Oh, you know what? Okay, this was a jam. Let me step over that line. And then next thing you know, you have progressed and moved forward, and you've done it step by step through your own due diligence. And then it also gives you the idea that, like what the girl Niecy Nass, when she did she got up and gave her a speech. She said, I want to thank me because, you know, I did that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I believed in me. So that's step by step. Yeah. So Christy, what is our crystal of the week? This is my favorite.
We've already touched on this crystal before, but I just think with this particular episode, clear quartz, I mean, absolutely. Hello.
Love
it's just a beautiful crystal to work with. And honestly, the reason why I brought it up for this episode is it's programmable. You know, you can have it work with you however you like.
You can have whatever you like.
Yes. And they don't call it the master crystal for no reason.
It's the mother crystal. And you know the other thing about clear quartz? It's an amplifier.
Yep.
When you can use clear quartz with another crystal to amplify that energy. Crystal. I mean, yeah.
Wong. So yeah, that's the crystal for this episode.
It's a cleansing quartz. You guys, I don't know, I've talked about this before, but in my my water pitchers, I have crystal. I have clear quartz at the bottom of my water, of my water pitchers. So when I water my plants, when I, you know, put some water in my ice machine, I'm like, I have clear quartz pebbles in my plants. I got clear quartz definitely in my kitchen next to where I'm cooking. I have a clear quartz, a carnelian, and a rose quartz. So, you know, make sure I'm cooking with love and that everything that I do is with healing and providing a service and love to, you know, my friends and family. So, yeah.
That's so beautiful.
But the clear quartz is there with those to amplify the rose quartz and that carnelian. Yeah, clear quartz is the jam, baby.
It's the bomb.
It's the jam. All right.
All right. That's it, you all. I hope you all enjoy this episode, Spiritual Health. Y'all just keep it in the forefront of your mind, just like you pay attention to your physical hygiene. Yeah, that spiritual hygiene is just as important. So thank you all.
Wait a minute. So hold on. Before we go real quick. Okay. So first day of spring. When is the spring equinox? So I think the next time, our next recording or time, it'll be right when the astrological new year begins. And I am so excited. You guys, so we're counting down. We got less than 7 days before we begin anew. So, Tuesday, March 19th. But the when does Aries season start? The 21st, right? So the spring equinox is on the 19th. Thank you, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
And Aries season, which is the beginning of the astrological new year, where we've talked about a couple of times in our latest episodes, it's the 19th, for real? Oh, okay. It's the 19th. I thought Aries season started on the 21st. Okay, yeah, I'll look it up.
And it ends on April 19th.
Wow, okay. Well, there we have it. So, you guys, yeah, we're like 5 days out. Oh, my goodness. I swear I just got excited. Okay, I'm just... new season! Let's do this, you guys. Anyway, we love you guys. Thank you so much for supporting and listening.
Yes,
follow
thank you.
Us on IG, you guys, at Two Queens Crystal Things.
Yep, and then you can also follow our personal pages. I'm not gonna go through all that, y'all. You need to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yes, bam.
Go to YouTube, subscribe, make a comment, share with a friend.
And you guys, we have started doing video recording of episodes, and those are up on YouTube.
Yeah.
We'll always be here on our platforms, on the podcast platforms where you listen to us. But, you know, if you want to chuckle and buckle with us every once in a while, go to the YouTube page. And we're really excited. So, you know, as we always say, light,
peace,
love
and soul.
Love you guys. Till next time.